One day I wanted to go to my school dance. I was in the seventh grade. I was 12 years old. I asked my grandmother for $2. If you knew my grandmother, you had to work for money. So I went up to her and said, "Grandmother, let me get $2 to go to the school dance." So she gave me crack cocaine instead of the $2. And she said, "Every customer that comes up, this $20 rock, you take it to them. I give you $10. So I did that for weeks and weeks, and I made a lot of money selling crack for my grandmother. I was 12 years old doing that. And that's how I earned my living. That's how I earned my money.
The innocence of going to grandma's house was anything but for Huey Harris. But no matter where he turned, drug dealing seemed to be the way of life.
I seen uncles sell drugs, cousins, family members, my own dad. You know, I watched these people sell crack. And, you know, I idolized them. I wanted to be like them.
But during this time, Huey felt God trying to steer him in another direction.
I used to hear a voice in the back of my head saying, "You're going to preach my word. You're going to preach my word. Get your life together. Get your life together."
But his older brother's fate was about to cause Huey to cut off all communication with God.
Stop right there!
The bags of crack Huey's brother swallowed ruptured. He died several hours later.
If there was a God at that time, I cursed him. Why did you take my brother away from me? So I went around angry. You know, I was real angry at everybody. I'm setting the school on fire, my high school. I set it on fire, just mad. Took a gun in the cafeteria, shot up in the ceiling. So I was real disturbing, angry. When God took my brother away, I was angry.
Huey was sent to a mental institute for 6 months. But as he got older, the only form of counseling that seemed to be getting through was the dollar bill. When he was 19, he owned over 15 crack houses in Montgomery, Alabama.
I calculated like I blowed $500,000 in 1 year, you know, just shopping and partying. You know, I spent like $5,000 a night in clubs, you know, but I had no peace. People knock on my crack door at 3 o'clock in the morning for crack. I have a 9mm gun in their face.
But it was just a matter of time before Huey was staring down a gun's barrel. Huey only spent a total of 10 months in jail. He soon made plans to expand his crack business. But 7 years later, God changed those plans.
On this big-time drug deal, I mean, living it up on top of the world. And one day I was leaving the club, it was about 3:30 in the morning. And I got home, I was house and weed, I was drunk as a skunk. I heard a loud noise. It was like an earthquake. And I looked up out of the window. I see people of all colors running, screaming, and hollering. Kids running and screaming and hollering from their parents. And God said, "Get your life together." He said, "I'm coming back to destroy this wicked world." And he said, "If I didn't get my life together, I'd be destroyed right with it." So I seen fire come down from heaven. It was like raindrops of fire coming down from heaven on this earth. And then everything was just black. The whole earth was black. And then I'm walking on dead bodies. I mean, like skeletons and things of that nature. I said, "Lord, save me." I said, "Save me from this lifestyle. Save me from selling drugs. Save me, Jesus." He said, "I'm snatching you out of hell to be a witness for me." And then I felt the presence of God just come over me. It was like life, new life again. Everything was beautiful. I mean, the flowers, the water, everything was just so beautiful. I knew instantly that God had changed and touched my life, because I woke up the next morning not having a desire to sell drugs, not having a desire to do nothing but want to know Jesus Christ.
Oh my God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
The next day, my mom and dad came over to borrow $1,000 from me. I looked at my mom and dad. I was so caught up in the spirit that I looked at my mom and dad. I said, God visited me last night. Get your life together.
Huey immediately kicked everyone out of his crack houses. And for the next 6 months, he preached Jesus Christ to anyone who would listen.
I was preaching everywhere. I mean, just everywhere. You know, at clubs, the same club where I had a $10,000 tab. I went back to that club you know, preaching Jesus. People looking at me like I was crazy, though, you know. But I was telling them, y'all know me. I used to be in this club. I used to drink more yet, Dom Perry, Chris Style. I said, give your life to Jesus. You know, people was going up in the club. I said, you're going to hell. You know, I was known as the hell preacher. You're going to hell.
His new reputation as the hell preacher quickly spread to the streets.
But as a period of time, people started giving their life to the Lord. Drug dealers. I mean, some of these same people that ran from me, they'll call me up. Pastor Harris, pray for me. Come out to my house, knocking on the door. Pastor Harris, pray for me.
In the first month, 300 people were baptized. But his mom and dad still weren't sure what to believe.
They started watching me and watching what I was doing, and they were like, is he for real?
Then 5 months later, his mom and dad showed up at a tent revival that Huey was leading.
My mom came to the tent drunk. I mean, my mom was drunk off some liquor, some vodka or something. So she came to the tent. I left from up under the tent, grabbed my mom from up under the tent, and she gave her life to the Lord.
His dad was right behind her. He broke down in tears as he also gave his life to Christ.
And probably a week later, I never forget, my grandmother walked up to the altar and started praising the Lord. And I really seen a change in her like never before. I seen a change in her eyes, like, I'm so sorry for giving you drugs at the age of 12 years old to sell. I seen it in my grandmother. Even on her dying bed, she asked me for forgiveness.
Over the next 2 years, many family members and more than 5,000 others gave their lives to Christ.
You know, drug dealers, prostitutes, gangbangers, killers, thugs, I mean real thugs. I mean, your typical thug won't even come to church. You know, I ain't stunned church. So I was reaching out to those kind of people because I came from that background.
Huey met his wife, Andrea, at church. He hopes to teach their three children the lessons God taught him.
You know, the Bible said, what if a man gain the whole world and lose his soul? So, you know, money is not happiness. You know, Christ is my joy. He's my strength. When Jesus came into my life, I mean, he lighted me up with peace. I mean, he gave me so much peace, peace of mind. Now I can lay down and I can rest at night. I can sleep at night with peace. You know, I got peace. I got a lot of peace. Yeah.